Hello, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori, your trusted guide to the weekly business pulse, speaking on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today is Thursday, December 4th, 2025, and I'm ecstatic to join you in recapping the impactful stories in Australian finance you need to know about. We start off by examining our local finance sector. Reserve Bank officials have made it clear that interest rates will remain steady for the time being. The purpose? To stimulate economic recovery. This is the lifeline our businesses have been hoping for in the wake of recent turbulent times. Now, addressing an issue relevant to consumers and businesses alike, the housing market. Property prices are proving resilient in most capital cities, except for Darwin and Adelaide, where we have observed a slight cool down. For prospective homeowners or real estate enthusiasts, this could be an opportune moment to explore your financing options. For those curious about the stock market's performance, this news will pique your interest. Australia's All Ordinaries Index rebounded significantly last month. This indicates promising investor confidence and could be a sign to consider diversifying your portfolio. In tech sphere, Australian fintech companies continue to navigate the wave of digital transformation. Latest data suggests an upswing in consumers making the shift from physical wallets to digital payments, boosting e-commerce substantially. More on this story as it unfolds in our upcoming podcast. Finally, we delve into Australian agriculture. Efforts to keep avian influenza at bay have resulted in drastic changes in poultry farming procedures. This could potentially lead to increased costs for poultry products, something to consider during your next grocery run. Before I sign off for the day, remember Financial Services Online is always ready to assist with your personal and business finance needs. Feel free to visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au for more information. Thank you for tuning in to our weekly finance news wrap, keeping you abreast with the financial tides. I'm Paige Estrotori, wishing you continued financial success. Until next week, take care.